Hello, my name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a survey concerning our nation and local communities. May I speak with Elaine Carey?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Are you Elaine Carey?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yes.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for President, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June of 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I will absolutely vote.
Okay. In what year were you born?
48.
What is your race? White, black, Hispanic, Latino, Latina, Asian, Pacific Islander, other you don't know or refuse?
White.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in the United States are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Well, I think right now things are bleak, but I think that things can right themselves.
Would you say, would you consider it a right direction, wrong track, or don't know or refuse?
Well, really, I don't know.
Okay. And how about your part of New Jersey? Do you think that things in your part of New Jersey are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
No, I think they're okay.
Okay. I'd like to rate your feelings toward some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. Tammy Murphy?
Probably like 50.
Bill Pascrell?
Probably 90.
Andy Kim?
90.
Andre Sayo?
I'm sorry, who?
Andre Sayo?
I don't know.
Okay, Shavonda Sumter?
One more time?
Shavonda Sumter?
I don't know.
Okay. Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Bill Pascrell is doing as a member of Congress? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, unsure?
I strongly approve.
Okay. Would you say Bill Pascrell deserves to get the Democratic nomination for Congress in your district next year, or would you prefer to see someone new get the Democratic nomination for Congress?
No, I think he would deserve it.
And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, and Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
Andy Kim.
And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Shavonda Sumter, and Andre Sayo, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell and Andre Sayo, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. Shavonda Sumter is a state assemblywoman and staunch advocate for job growth, women's health, voting rights, civil rights, and criminal justice reform. She has championed a legislation addressing Black maternal and infant mortality, and recently the governor signed her law that will restore voting rights for more than 80,000 individuals who are currently on probation or parole. Does that information make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
A little more likely.
Okay. Andrea Seya has been the major for Patterson since 2018, where he has been fighting to turn Patterson around by creating new initiatives to help low-income residents and improve Patterson's economy and quality of life. A young and dynamic leader, Seya has secured over $1 billion in new investments for Patterson, including restoring Hitchcliff Stadium, growing the local economy, improving infrastructure, and expanding parks and recreational opportunities. Does that information make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support
somewhat more likely?
Okay. Bill Pascrell is New Jersey's progressive fighter in Congress who has established himself as one of the leading congressional voices on protecting Medicare and Social Security for our seniors. And he has used his position to fight for tax policy fair to New Jersey taxpayers and international trade agreements that look out for American worker. Does that information make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress?
More likely.
A little more likely, somewhat more likely, or much more
likely? Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, okay. After hearing this information, ma'am, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Shavonda Sumter, and Andre Seya, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a few more statements about some of the possible candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress. Shavonda Sumter is a career politician who has gone to Trenton and become part of the do-nothing machine. Under her so-called leadership, New Jersey has become a less affordable place to live. Crime has gone up, taxes have gone up, traffic has gotten worse, and our kids schools continue to suffer. Does that information, if accurate, make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Much less likely.
Okay. Despite the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and mass casualties among Palestinian civilians, including thousands of women and children, Bill Pascrell has refused to demonstrate leadership and call for an end to Israel's bombing campaign and a permanent ceasefire between Israel and Palestine. Does that information, if accurate, make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. Bill Pascrell is 87 years old and has been in Congress for the last 26 years. Pascrell is part of the problem in Washington, D.C., refusing to let go of power to create room for progress. It is time for our communities to have new, younger, more dynamic leadership in Congress. Does that information, if accurate, make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress?
Not at all.
Okay. With Andre Zeya as major, gun violence and crime in Patterson is out of control. And due to Zeya's lack of leadership, New Jersey's attorney general was forced to take over the Patterson Police Department. Does that information, if accurate, make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support that candidate for Congress?
A little less likely.
Okay, after hearing that information, let me ask you again, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell, Savannah Sumter, and Andre Zeya, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Bill Pascrell and Andre Zeya, for whom would you vote?
Bill Pascrell.
Okay, the following questions are for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal, somewhat liberal?
Between very and little. Yeah, I'm probably more to the left.
Very liberal, somewhat
liberal. Yeah, very liberal.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have my master's degree.
Okay. What is your religious background? Catholic, Protestant, Mormon, Evangelical?
Catholic. Yeah, I'm Catholic.
Okay, and yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Arab or Middle Eastern descent?
No.
Finally, strictly for verification purposes by my superior, can I have just your first name?
Elaine.
Is Elaine spelled E like Edward, L like Larry, A like Apple, I like India, N like Nancy, E like Edward?
Yes.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. All right, thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.